Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to do, at the very least, ask you, Mafia. Well, first of all, the Vance, what'd you say his name was? Vance McDonald. The guy had the greatest stiff arm tonight I think I've seen in the NFL in like the longest time. Has anyone seen a stiff arm better than that? That guy just literally took that Connie. Didn't he used to play for the Bears, that Connie? He absolutely humiliated that guy on national television. He shoved him like 10 yards in the air with his fist in his face. He just took him and shoved him. Did you see that, Mafia, that play?
I did see that, yeah. That was pretty filthy, the way he just tossed him to the ground.
He just absolutely ragdolled him.
Made him look like just pushing a kid aside.
The Steelers needed that win worse than, I think, any team in the league right now. Is that about right for, like, an overrated team? Like, everybody thinks the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl or winning the AFC. A lot of people do, right? Do you think that there's potential after, you know, because every game they lost, right, they scored a lot in. Right, and Roethlisberger had big numbers, even though he had bad games. Like he still put up huge numbers against. Remember what was it, Kansas City, and then who'd they lose in their opener?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, but they were up 21-7 in that monsoon, right? So if they would have played dry that day, he may have put up 35 on them, right? But it was like pouring rain. It was like they were playing in a puddle, like a deep ankle deep puddle. So do you think that Carver High's actually playing? At the end of the day, his work has been normal and that he's back to doing what he does and that they could actually rattle off, I mean, let's say 8 of their next 10 and then end up like with 9-7 at worst.
Yeah, I don't think that he's the reason why before tonight they had lost a game and tied a game. I don't think that that's necessarily on him.
Right.
I think that the defense let him down, let the team down, I should say.
Right.
Absolutely in the Kansas City game with what Mahomes did
not
that
tonight.
Day. Not tonight. Defense came through. Had a little some tough spots in the second
right,
half. Let
right.
the Bucs get back in the game. But Ben was great tonight. That play he made at the end of the game to get that final first down where he kind of broke out of the tackle
right,
there
and
moved over and swung
Juju.
It to Juju. That's a play you've seen him make. His entire career.
He's 14-4 on Monday Night Football in his career.
Yeah, that's don't bet against him. And now we get the real. Here we go. Sunday night, Steelers Ravens.
Now it's on.
This is you talk about a big game. That's as early season as big as it gets.
Who do you like in that one?
I lean Steelers just as the game is in Heinz Field. I'm not big on the Ravens. I'm really not. I don't.
Aren't they 2-1?
Yes, played well, beat the Broncos yesterday, beat up my team, lost that Thursday night game to the Bengals, but I'm not ready to say they're going to go into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers on Sunday night.
All right, Mafia?
I agree with Mike there. I think that they're a team, you know, in the Ravens that are, you know, can put up some points if you're kind of fugazi, if you're a fake team. Like, everyone had the Broncos, you know, when they were coming into the season, we didn't think much of them at all. Then they won a couple of games like, oh, could they be, you know, in the mix for the West? No, they're not going to be a good team. Case Keenum is not a great quarterback. He's a serviceable one. He can get you some wins here or there. He's not a guy that's going to lead you to the playoffs. We saw yesterday what they really are more like, I believe. The Ravens, I feel like the same way. When they play a crappier team, they can beat you up. When they play a good team, it's going to be a struggle for them. So against the Steelers, they might get some points because that defense has given up, you know, too much to some people. They did a great job getting turnovers in the first half this game. Kind of fell asleep at some points in the second half. I still think they're going to score a little bit, but the Steelers' offense continues to roll. Even without Le'Veon, they can still put up points with all the weapons that they have, and they're going to win that game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.